This is the Texas Standard.
Institutions and government entities that get Texas tax dollars are now barred from forcing anyone here to prove they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott issued his ban yesterday following a similar move by Florida's governor, officially stepping into the national debate over so-called vaccine passports. Mark Hall is a professor of law and public health at Wake Forest. He's been writing about this debate from a public health perspective for the New England Journal of Medicine. Professor Hall, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
People are trying to figure out whether or not this concept for a vaccine passport is legitimate, if it should be mandated. What are the considerations? When it comes to the objections, what do you see as legitimate objections to the concept of having some sort of government-mandated certification?
Well, several things I think legitimately give some pause for thought. I don't think any of these are sort of a conclusive stop-the-train sort of objection, but you've got to realize that not everybody has yet had a chance to get vaccinated, and some of the lack of access, it falls along racial or socioeconomic disadvantage. The second is that we still don't know everything we'd like to know about how long the vaccine will protect us and how well it will protect us, although the information is increasingly encouraging. Until more time has passed, we don't know for sure. And third is that if you gear access or privileges to vaccinated status, it would be felt as a disadvantage or a penalty to people who oppose vaccination for conscientious reasons. And then finally, there's this issue of simply how do you accurately verify your vaccinated status? Is there, can that be forged or faked, like IDs?
What about the idea of banning requirements for vaccine certification? Is it less justifiable than actually having such a certification in the first place?
Well, I think the banning is an overreaction to these concerns, because I think each of these concerns, when thought about, don't rise to the level of establishing a ban. And, I think, as I said, the science part of it is increasingly encouraging. The accuracy of the certification, having a credential that can't be faked, is technological problem that can be solved. You can certainly do this in a way that protects people's privacies. And so it really boils down to kind of this philosophical issue about should people be forced to get vaccinated in order to have access. But I think characterizing these things as mandates for vaccines is wrong, because it really is a lot of these activities are discretionary, and a lot of people, having gotten vaccinated, would like to go out and enjoy life more fully. And if it's not safe to do that, unless you're gathering with other vaccinated people and, allowing people the choice to verify their status seems to be promoting more activity and liberty.
Does the fact that these vaccines are still under emergency use authorization have anything to do with why they perhaps shouldn't be mandated, or how do you read that?
I think that's mainly technicality, simply to speed up the process of authorizing these. It was done under a regulatory approach that that used that terminology. But again, the science is really coming out fast and furious that these things work extraordinarily well and there are no safety concerns. So that's not a bar to going forward.
How do you see states navigating this gray area right now? We do have requirements for vaccinations for, say, travel, that kind of thing.
Well, I think it's unfortunate the issue has become politicized and sort of weaponized in sort of the culture wars, as so much else is around the whole COVID pandemic. And so I think states need to tread somewhat carefully, and to my mind, that means exercising care in terms of establishing a passport requirement, but it also means exercising care in terms of banning these things. And so I think giving some more room for private initiative and sort of voluntary choice within sort of broad guidelines of protecting public safety and making sure that privacy is respected.
Mark Hall is a professor of law and public health at Wake Forest. Professor, thanks so much.
Glad to chat.